Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jeez.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch a YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Good basketball game last night. Well, not really.
Not really. Not really. It was kind of an ass kicking.
I would say it's good because it set up game seven.
Yes.
Not good because OKC looked like garbage.
Udonis Haslem went on ESPN this morning and he accused Rick Carlisle of being a liar. He called him, there's no way
Tyrese Haliburton was hurt.
He's calling him Tricky Ricky. He said the whole thing was a ruse, not really hurt. And I got to be honest with you, when he pulled off that steel spinning no look dunk to Pascal Siakam, yeah. He may have a point. I mean, that is not the work of a hurt man. That is not the work of a hurt man. And they absolutely put it on the Thunder in that second quarter, and they didn't really recover.
Yep.
Excellent performance yesterday.
Maybe he just beat science, you guys, and weigh that into the equation.
Maybe he did beat science. Udonis Haslem is claiming he thinks they lied about the science.
No. Sometimes people who are physical Greek gods, as I can relate.
Specimens.
Absolute specimens. You beat science. Leroy gets it.
Can I just tell you why you hear a saying, and it sounds cruel and unusual? But I want you to think about what happened last night when reporters asked players, hey, so-and-so on the other team is a little banged up. What you gonna do? And the guy would say, if he's out there playing, I'm gonna assume that he's 100%. I'm gonna beat the hell out of him.
Wow.
Right? But No, you gotta have that attitude.
I think the interesting thing, people talk about legacy all the time. They talk about what's on the line here, Haliburton versus SGA, Jalen Williams rising into a star. But we need to talk about the real task at hand in this series, which is the intangibles crown is on the line between Caruso and McConnell. And McConnell is not ready to give up any ground there for top intangibles.
Oh, my goodness.
Every single time he comes in there, he's like a bolt of lightning to the Indiana Pacers, and he may take over the throne as King Intangibles.
I got to tell you, I can't argue with you because, I mean, come on. I mean, the thing about it is he almost has to get the nod because he's like 3 inches shorter.
I understand, but, you know, Caruso.
So what he's working with puts him more of an intangible than Caruso. At least Caruso got some length.
I understand, but I would think for right now, Caruso, between contract and accolades, I think Caruso has the throne right now. But McConnell, I mean, at times has looked like the Pacers' best player on the team.
Yeah.
He's looked incredible. And I think that this is a potential upset brewing just for the intangibles throne. really something. But anyway, get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sport, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Your final score last night, 108-91 Pacers. Game 7 is now all set with this series tied at 3 games apiece. And that will be on Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
Ish.
Yeah, ish.
This is
give or take.
This is a good series then? Can we say, like, I mean, Game 7, I paid zero attention to this entire thing. But I guess it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it was a good series. Everybody was like, oh, small market series. But basketball played itself out. We got 7 games. What more can you ask for?
It's a little odd because usually, like, the longer the series goes, the better the games get. And this has been a case of, like, hey, now we've had a couple of stinkers to lead into this Game 7. So I understand what you're saying, Marcos, but we got to go back, of course, to the thriller back in the start of the series to make it a series. So you kind of have to, like, unwind it like that. But I understand where you're coming from there. But I think, you know, Game 7 with this on the line, especially Indiana being where they're at and OKC being, you know, the perennial favorite all year long, and then – I mean, Indiana just keeps they just don't die. They keep coming up with clutch performance after clutch performance.
I heard an interesting point. Mm-hmm. The second half of the season, OKC had the best record. Indiana was second.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about teams that have been playing good basketball, we tend to look at the seeding of Indiana and kind of discredit and not pay attention to what they've been doing at the start of the new year.
I always find I hear those too, but I never know, like, I don't buy into that stuff. It's like, I think the season matters for the season. You know what it means? Like it, people did that a couple of years back when, like, the Heat were the one seed and the Celtics were like 500 and then took off in January. And it's like, and then that basically discredited anything the Heat had done earlier in the season. Like, the season is the season, right? And a lot of the times at the end of the season, like, what was OKC playing for at the end of the year? You know, like, so I get it. It's still going to be a monumental upset if they pull this off.
Oh yeah. The thing that I'm most amazed at here is, like, in sports, we always talk about it being a team sport. It's not an individual sport. But when we look at OKC, we talk about Jalen Williams?
Yes.
And we talk about SGA, right? And then we talk about other guys just pitching in, right? When you talk about Indiana, on a nightly basis, when they're playing well, 7 guys are in double figures.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we talk about, yeah, they have a star. They have some guys, like, I think Siakam has been unbelievable. He's been their most consistent player. Tyrese has had his moments. You got Nembhard and Naismith, just defensive guys that'll make threes. Like, it's coming from a lot of different places. And I just wonder that, because OKC is mostly relying on those two guys, when they have games where they only shoot or they only score in the teens – and turn the ball over, do they have a chance? Whereas you look at Indiana, Halliburton only had, what, 14?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. And it's been, like, they have been a little bit weird in this platform, particularly this series and the Denver series, where, like, as good as they are defensively, like, they've just thrown up some clunkers
right
on offense. That's been a little bit weird. The thing with them is they've never lost 2 in a row. So, like, they always feel like they're going to bounce back, and it's hard to seemingly keep them down for 2 straight games. But it is a Game 7. You kind of throw everything out the window there.
I trust. I mean, let's also look at it this way. If you can depend on your stars, and it said the bench players play better at home, right? What do you make of Indiana? Because they've won on the road and at home with the same depth, with the same 6, 7, eight guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're rattled by home road. I don't think I think they got a little bit of that, like that Panthers in them. It doesn't seem like it really rattles them no matter what. You know, they just seem, I think that Halliburton, you know, kind of revels in being the bad guy. You know, he loves getting the home crowd or the other team's home crowd all riled up. So I don't think that that bothers them at all. And they get out to an early lead. You know what you're going to hear in OKC? So you got to be careful. But what the hell was going? Did you see Siakam before the game? Did you see this, Marcos? What the hell was going on with him?
He was channeling some sort of energy, and then that poster later on.
Oh my! He had the moment of the night.
I immediately went back to that, and I was like, "What?
Did you see this, Leroy? He looked like the Undertaker yesterday in the pregame huddle. Like the eyes were like, and I'm like, what's happening there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did he just do smelling salts? Like what? What is going on?
Nah. I don't know, but I got to tell you, like, he is probably the most versatile player on the floor on both teams, right? Like, you have scorers, you have guys who can defend, but he's a little bit of all of it.
I'm trying to get this for you so you can see this, Leroy. This was really creepy with what he was doing yesterday. He was in like some kind of a hypnotic trance, or he was going to
something, bro.
Oh my God. What? Yeah, maybe they just caught the picture.
No.
I'll get the video. You know what? Screw it. I'll get you the video. Yeah, like
that's crazy.
It's like he pops out of like the huddle, and you're like,
yeah.
Did he just like have a spirit take over him or something?
There is few things that can scare me pregame. You know, you can do the Ray Lewis dance or something like that. You can, you know, yell and curse. None of that's gonna do anything. This is all trash talk and energy that adds to the game. Some guy rolls his eyes like the Undertaker and gets possessed before the game.
That's terrifying.
That's gonna do something to me. I'm gonna look at that like, okay, like I'm ready for this game, but I'm not possessed though. I don't know about being possessed. That's a little much. It's a little much. It seemed like a little much.
It was something. I'll find it for us. We got to take a break. And then, of course, we got to get into what looked like an incredible night for your Florida Panthers. Let's celebrate.
Let's not forget, Inter Miami, slight upset.
Yeah, good for them.
Okay.
What?
I actually watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Look at you, a football head.
No, I'm not.
Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Lee.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Leroy here with you on a Vice Shirt Friday.
For some of us.
Take you guys up until 2.
No. I had it on. I spilled some crap on it.
Oh, all right. The likely spilled crap on it story, huh?
No, I didn't.
Meanwhile, Marcos looks like he's about to direct an indie film.
A lot of people are very
He looks like he's getting ready to go into the African jungles and start narrating a story about a chimp or something.
People are being very mean to me in the chat.
Oh, that's it. Jennifer said, or direct Jurassic Park.
You look like you hold your hands up like this to get the picture of something.
Yeah.
It's like a little square to picture the frame for the movie.
Art Basel.
You look like Art Basel right now.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Sure, it's not a compliment, but I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate that.
Safari tour guide. That's a good one. Yeah.
Someone said a European cameraman. I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. It hurts, but I don't know what it means.
This was yesterday before the game. This was Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
Just like, what the hell is that?
And he looks down and says, and I'm back.
It's like,
yeah. That guy went to another level right there.
It really, like, it's something.
Hmm.
Do you think, like, he just, like, got his contacts messed up or something like that? Like, what the hell happened there?
You know, Dang, that's such like a, yeah, sure, that makes sense. I didn't even think of that. I for sure.
I'm trying to figure it out because it doesn't make sense. He really does look possessed there. Speaking of possess, our cats.
Oh,
wow. Is anybody sober yet?
Sam Reinhardt has just shown up to a Raising Cane's, and I saw the Sun Sentinel tweet and they said, how you powering through? And he goes, no sobriety check.
Great.
He was, I mean, a lot of guys were plastered last night. Apparently they went till 3 a.m. at least last night. But my favorite video was Sam Reinhardt and Alexander Barkov live Instagramming, and they can barely like gather themselves. They're so hammered. Marchand, of course, was like, everybody's using him like a toy. Like they're making him crowd surf. He's dancing on the stage everywhere.
You had to know that they won the title on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
You had to know if you made the parade on Sunday, you might have a problem collecting Panthers. Right.
Yeah, they're gonna
have to do a head check. All right, who's on the bus? All right, well, we know we got 25 to 30 guys on the roster. There's only 12 guys here. Man. Has anybody seen Ekblad?
Oh man, Ekblad was getting in his feelings last night, and like at one point, Ekblad does a speech to the crowd, and it sounds like he's saying goodbye.
What then- crowd?
They were at 11. They were at a club. It was full of Panthers fans.
Oh my God.
And then they kept getting swag. Like they kept putting jerseys on. The Panthers were going crazy yesterday. At one point, Sam Reinhardt climbed a stripper pole to go get an Alexander Barkov jersey. But Ekblad.
That's why they were wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
They were just wearing random.
I think they were just taking people's swag. I don't know how they got the jerseys, but they were all like, they went from a very fancy dinner where Brad Marchand decided to troll everybody's former team.
So good.
He started tagging every Panther with the team that gave up on them. And because he's just a pure menace.
Well, it's right in, right? Him and Kachuk are like bosom buddies, right? Cause that's something Kachuk would do.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Not I would agree. They didn't get along.
Now they're the best of friends.
Yes,
the best of friends. But he's going to go in there and he's going to be a complete troll on all of this, and so he just starts thanking all of the teams that whiffed on the players and didn't believe in the players just because
he even did the coaches too. He did Paul Maurice, he did Bill Zito. So great.
He just starts, you could just see he's thanking everybody. Everybody's former team is getting thanked by Brad Marchand on Twitter. And then as Marcos mentioned, you see at the end, you see Bill Zito, Paul Maurice is even in there. Just tremendous. Sergei Bobrovsky cut the mane.
Yeah.
Happy for Bob. But no, did you saw yesterday, like there were a couple of moments that were the moments yesterday at the partying. One was Aaron Ekblad looked like he got all sad and is like, it kind of felt like he was saying goodbye. And then Sam Reinhardt was just like, you're not going anywhere. The GM's keeping you. It was like, you're hammered, Sam Reinhardt. You don't just get to determine that.
That's great.
And then, of course, because, you know, we're just sitting here waiting for the answer on numero uno Conn Smythe winner Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett gets on stage yesterday, very hammered. And
he looks like he's trying to explain something to you. Like, no, wait, let me talk.
Well, that's what he's about to quiet everybody, and he's about to make an announcement.
Everyone, quiet, quiet, quiet. I hear what you're saying. I don't have much to say. But I do have nothing to say. I
Wow. Just Jeez. Absolute chaos ensues.
Who the hell's that next to him with the champ towel?
That's Reinhardt.
That's Reinhardt.
Oh, my.
Wearing Barkov's Finland jersey.
Wait. And you know what that looks like? That looks like the kind of partying that one guy looks at the other guy and goes, what time do we need to be at that parade? He goes, dude, it's Thursday. Wait, all Panthers won't be present for that parade, right?
I mean, of course they're going to be present. What somebody's do you mean? Time?
Somebody's not going to make it.
What do you mean?
They have 2 days to recover.
Because that's when the real drinking starts.
Apparently, Brad Marchand has an appearance at the Dairy Queen today, and Sam, they all got to get the getting while the getting's good for these paid appearances.
Oh, yeah.
So Reinhardt's giving away, is at a chicken tender joint, and Brad
Remember
Marchand.
Remember last year, Kachuk did it, right? Kachuk did the Raising Cane's thing.
Yeah. And then I think Brad Marchand's at a Sunrise Blizzard, Sunrise Dairy Queen today, giving out blizzards.
Where? I don't even know where. Let's Sunrise.
I need to go. Where are we going?
Oh, he's probably down by the beach, though.
I'm Googling this.
For Sunrise?
Yeah. Sunrise goes all the way to the beach, dude.
No, hey, no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You talking about the road Sunrise?
No. The city of Sunrise goes just east of Plantation all the way to the beach.
I didn't realize it went all that far.
That's not true. He's lying.
That sounds like a lie.
It turns into Lauderdale Lakes, Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, and then Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Nobody was more plastered yesterday. Like, if you were to do the Pythagorean theorem of adorable to hammered, it was Alexander Barkov.
Barky.
He barely can keep his eyes open.
Yeah.
But he's just having the time of his life. And he's all of a sudden become a social media savant. Where, like, he's just like, how many people are watching us on Instagram right now? And they're like, 1,000, Barker. He goes, I'm going to wait to talk till 2,000.
Oh, okay. He's great.
He's just like, he's just hit. And then he's like, I got a joke for everybody. He goes, this here's Sam Reinhardt. We just won the AAA championship. He goes, just kidding. We won the Stanley Cup. I'm like, oh, you rascal. Had us going there, Barky.
Really? And it's funny because they're all plastered and telling jokes with their native tongue. And so it's like, what? Huh? Because drunk with an accent? Yeah.
It's delightful.
Barky did have a joke during that that rant where he had Reinhardt next to him. He's like, he's really good. Hopefully he gets drafted. I'm just like, this guy's a jokester. This guy really is a jokester.
Oh, man.
It's funny because some of the drunkest people during the year are like the guys that, they don't say much. They just
everybody seems like everybody yesterday seems like they cut loose, except for Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, Sergei's just sitting there. He's just like, he's there to be a good teammate. Doesn't look like he's partying at all.
He's not there for any of the chicanery.
I didn't see him do anything funny. He just showed up looking like class.
You know what? What funny would have been for him showing up in his full goalie outfit,
just like
right? Just eating food,
ready to start working out. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. Hey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You guys can join me in Solana on Sunday at noon as we celebrate the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Championship and broadcast live from Lulu's Bay Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach from the Panthers parade and celebration. Frog Boy will be there, boots on the ground. It's sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino. We will see more debauchery. As the Panthers, they're partying their asses off right now. Last night they were at 11. 11 a nightclub or a strip club?
Both.
Both. All right. Well, listen, hey, it looked like an absolute thrill yesterday. Everybody was having fun, partying with the fans. Nobody more hammered than Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart, and there was a lot of competition. A lot of competition yesterday for most hammered amongst the Panthers. But these two rascals, I mean, Leroy, this is just a level of, we've never seen Barkov like this. He just looks like he looks on another planet with Sam Reinhart.
Life after the
our friends.
We won
Jim Nance here.
Yeah. We won the AAA championships two days ago. Rhino scored four goals in the AAA championship final. Very unbelievable accomplishment. Like I don't remember anyone else scoring.
What does he mean? What does he think is happening in there? Like, I mean, like he's so inebriated, and he's like, "What's going on in there?" They're playing Pink Pony Club again to mock the Edmonton Oilers.
First of all, hockey players wearing hockey jerseys or sweaters in any capacity outside of a rink is hilarious in itself.
That's true. I actually didn't even consider that.
Like, that's the part I can't get.
I didn't consider that.
Like, wow.
Maybe there was a swag table in there or something.
That's why we're having fun here. So four goals in the AAA championship. Sam Reinhart. Remember the name. He might get drafted at some point. this guy.
There you go. That guy.
He shows him his jersey.
2011. 20th. Speaking of 11, like what? 11? That is like, what's 11?
Quick stat here. Where the f*** you rather win? Are you kidding me?
Let's be honest, guys.
Florida.
Wait a minute, is that a stat? That's not a stat. That's just a question in someone's opinion.
Wait. First of all, shame on you for thinking that these two drunk dudes are going to say something that makes sense. You're questioning what they're saying. He started the conversation by saying, "Hello, friends." And he thought he was Jim Nance. Where did you think that was going to go?
Sam Reinhart's like, quick stat. Wait. Where would you effing want to win other than effing Miami?
Why did you think? Like, Tom is the only jackass that got quiet and waited for him to give the stat.
I thought he was going to say I was the first guy since 1942 to have that many goals in a game seven or a game six clincher. He's like, quick stat. Love you, Alexander.
Right. What did you think? But wait, I love the way we all got quiet. Like the next words out of Reinhardt's mouth, we're going to be epic. And instead, they were kind of on par with what he's been saying for the last 5 minutes, which is nothing. But you got quiet. Hold on. Wait. Let's hear the question. Let's hear the stat. I'm like, are you serious?
Right. 11.
Exactly.
Like what? 11? That is like, what's 11?
Quick stat here. Where the f*** you rather win? Are you kidding me?
Let's be honest, guys.
Florida.
Let's be honest. We won the AHL championship, not the AAA. That's right. Florida Panthers against Edmonton Oilers. Unbelievable team. Unbelievable. Yeah, I know. But we won the championship two days in a row. We won it in Sunrise, but we're in Miami right now. You only scored four goals in the deciding game, like no big deal.
If you
how does it feel, Sam Reinheim? Samson, Reinheim. Remember, like, there's someone in this world have two names in their search in Instagram. Sam Ray and Samson Reinhardt. So you're the Samson Reinhardt.
There's no way that Alexander Barkov's awake right now. There's like, he needs to, he's probably on a hammock somewhere, sunglasses on.
First of all, the way these guys have been partying, they're going to have to go with like metal detectors and search for Panthers like underneath stuff, right?
You need
has anybody seen Kachuk? Last time I saw him, like, yeah, they're going to have to.
You know what this looks like to me? This looks like the Big Brother kind of, like, Barkey is definitely a little bit drunker. They're both very drunk. Barkey's a little bit drunker than Reinhardt.
Reinhardt sounds like he doesn't have an accent when he's drunk.
True.
Reinhardt's Canadian. I don't think he has a strong accent.
Oh. Well, he's still got that Canadian accent.
Boot.
No, you do.
Just ask him to say a boot. But he kind of seems like he wants to go back inside, but because he has so much respect for Barkey,
he's just captain, sticking it out.
Just sticking it out.
He throws subtle hints. Hey, they sound like they're having fun out here.
And
Barkey goes, we're having fun out here.
Exactly. I think when they were playing, they probably played it multiple times, but I think while they were playing Pink Pony Club, I think they could have been crowd surfing Brad Marchand at that time. So he's actually getting kidnapped by Barkey. As he sees Brad Marchand, and he's like, hey, I think they're having fun. And Barkey's like, we're having fun, buddy.
He goes, but hey, the Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, 11 crowd and fans, you want to impress me? Go with the polar bear. Body surf him.
Oof. Oh, listen, I saw some videos of Mikola yesterday. He was down in bottles of champagne.
Dude.
Looking like a real Sons of Anarchy up there.
So they did take it down to Miami. So they're in Miami.
Yeah, they went down to Miami after translation. Barkov tried to look up Ryan Hart's Instagram and he typed Summer Rae instead. So who is Summer Rae? Is she an Instagram model?
Yeah, I believe so. She's one of those influencers or something like that.
So he tagged Astron on Instagram?
I guess he did.
Well, he always has plausible deniability. I was drunk.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
It's so great.
Samson Reinhardt, how does it feel to score four goals in the deciding game in the Stanley Cup final, game six?
What do you feel about Connor McDavid? That's how I feel about him.
We're only drinking water, right?
And he put it in the
We're only drinking water.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that's not at all.
Because that's the only thing that'll go down.
We're only drinking water.
He didn't say we only drank water. He said we're only drinking water now.
Hey, what do you guys think of McDavid? Just go shut the bleep up.
That's good. That's media training. That's good.
That's good. Terry wants to know, where can I find this video? It was a live stream from Barkov's Instagram yesterday. It's all over Twitter. Just look up Barkov and Reinhardt on Twitter. I'm sure you'll find it. Or on YouTube.
Yeah.
That rascal.
I don't know. Maybe it's so localized for me, so I'm up to date with it more than I would be normally, but... And we have been winning for quite some time, but I don't remember seeing other people's celebrations, especially in hockey. Like, I'm seeing this on Bleacher Report. I'm seeing this on, like, national outlets. I don't remember seeing other people's celebrations.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because it's Florida. So even if you see a hockey player, you might see some cheeks behind the hockey player. So everybody wants to see what the Panthers are doing.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You ain't listen. Look, I'm sure there's some lovely places in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some nice places in, who else could want, Carolina, right?
Even across and sports,
Tampa.
Though.
But guess what? How can I put this? It's a 90.7 percentage chance that if you show video of a Panther on the beach, you gonna see some cheeks.
Man, what a time.
What about
Sam Bennett mentioned he's not leaving. I don't know if he's going to remember that. Well, he will when he sees his phone in the morning. Yeah. It's all over the place.
Well, because in hockey, things get done a lot quicker.
So they do, but I don't know if everybody's gotten to woo him yet. I don't know if anybody's gotten now.
Maybe he don't want to get wooed.
Maybe he don't want to get wooed. It's true. He may not want to get wooed.
When I was in Cleveland, my contract was up. I signed before a free agency even started because I wanted to be in Cleveland. I regret that move.
Oh, no.
No, I don't regret. No, let me clarify. I don't regret not being in Cleveland. I do regret that I probably could have gave myself some more leverage. You know what I mean? And that's the part that, you know, it wasn't as popular back then. No, first of all, the Bronx didn't have to do anything. I wanted to be there. I thought that success, when I watched football growing up, was having the same players on your team for their whole career, right? That changed in the 90s, you know, with Reggie White and free agency and all that stuff.
I love the idea of Barkov trying to tag his teammate, and instead he runs into cheeks on Instagram.
Could you imagine how he receives that? This isn't Reinhardt.
Gets a phone call.
Sasha, what did you put on Instagram?
Oh, sorry, honey. Listen, I was trying to, Samson.
A likely story, and you only drink Fiji.
Awesome. I don't know how babushka sounds in Finnish.
That's fair.
Actually, called babushka.
My neighbor's Finnish. She's very old, and she kind of sounds like that.
No, but no.
Let's go talk to her.
She gets very mad because her cats don't get along.
She goes, little cat, they are not nice. Big cat, not nice to little cat.
Whatever you say, Grandma Barkov.
She updates you.
That's what you call her. Finnish would be Helga.
Is that what that is?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. All right, we'll continue to follow the Panthers shenanigans, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back with more for this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.